improved technology and equipment, a major part of the response to the 2000 election, have in some instances contributed to new worries. Some 30 states use so-called direct recording devices, usually with electronic screens, that were initially seen as an antidote to hanging chads and other foibles resulting from archaic punch card devices. But some of them did not offer a paper audit trail complicating the process of a recount, and there have been complaints about their reliability. Some voters in Texas reported being stymied when trying to cast a party line vote on electronic screens, saying the machines appeared to reverse or erase their choices. State officials said that the voters had mistakenly touched a button before confirming their election and that the machines operated correctly. More states have been turning to machines with a paper trail or optical scanners, which read paper ballots that the voter fills in with a marker. But voting machines are not expected to last more than 10 to 15 years. Aside from software problems in some states, aging machines at multiple polling places in New York City broke down, forcing voters to deposit ballots in boxes to be scanned later. Surveying the long election delay lines in Cobb County, Georgia, Janine Eveler, the director of the Board of Elections, described the challenges of a record turnout for a midterm election, an unusually complicated ballot, and a shortage of voting machines. "It's a perfect storm," she said. When James White moved from Atlanta to rural Baldwin County in Georgia, he registered to vote and was given a card certifying his eligibility. But when he went to the polls this month, he was turned away because his driver's license still bore an Atlanta address. Aided by a Democratic Party worker, Mr. White went to the county courthouse, where he was told again that he was ineligible to vote. Eventually, he won a judge's approval to cast a provisional ballot. "Whether it got counted or not, I really don't know," he said. A central aim of the Help America Vote Act was to make it easier for people to cast a ballot on Election Day, but embedded in the law were requirements for voter identification and maintaining registration rolls, objectives that Democrats say Republicans have twisted for partisan ends, effectively disenfranchising certain groups that lean left. Georgia and 16 other states, most of them in the South, demand photo identification that low-income people and minorities disproportionately lack, and conflicting information about addresses and dates of birth, even signature mismatches, can cost someone the ability to vote. An analysis by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution found the laws inconsistently applied, with absentee ballot rejections in one county, Gwinnett, accounting for 37% of the total for the entire state in this month's election.